I firmly believe that when you say no child left behind, it should mean just that, no child left behind.
Buffalo Charter School parent Denise Stevens appearing with her daughter Unique, who is a seventh grader at King Center Charter School. Charter school parents are speaking out against what they say is an unfair funding formula. They were joined by the Northeast Charter Schools Network.
Furthermore, this inequitable, unconstitutional system lands the hardest on children of color and children from low-income families.
Harold Hines is legal director of the Northeast Charter Schools Network. This suit claims the state funding formula disproportionately affects students of color and low-income children, especially here in Buffalo.
A student in a Buffalo City school receives about $23,524 a year, but a student in a Buffalo charter school receives just three-fifths of that, a little less than $10,000 less than that, about $12,500.
But the Alliance for Quality Education is slamming the suit, calling it a deceptive PR stunt, and demands the group reveal donors behind the effort. Still, local parents say charter schools give them options. Russell Bell has three children attending King Charter School.
In the words of one of my heroes, Martin Luther King, he said, "Justice delayed is justice denied." And simply what we're saying here is that it should be due justice for these children.
Charter schools also fall short when it comes to receiving enough money to support their buildings. Some are without libraries and gyms. But even if the court sides with the families, it would still be up to the state legislature to redraft a new charter school funding formula. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.